There goes the neighborhood. Consider the dilemma of the people from Abbottabad, Pakistan, where Osama bin Laden was reportedly found by the Navy SEALs who raided that compound on Sunday. And according to CIA information, had been living there for a long time, perhaps as many as 3 years. Joining us now is Dr. Ali Bakari. Abbottabad is his hometown. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, you're joining us from England, but you have family in Abbottabad, correct?
Yes, I do.
What have they told you about their reaction? Now, we've heard voices from Abbottabad, a lot of people very, very sad at these developments and surprised to have their kind of sleepy town become this center of world attention.
They are so stunned. They were so surprised that they are still in disbelief. They still are not ready to believe that something like that could have happened in a very non-mainstream town like Abbottabad. It's the kind of town where the retired people go and live to live peacefully the rest of their days. And the amount of media attention, the world attention it's getting, and nobody could have even dreamt about that, even in their wildest imagination.
But Dr. Bakari, let me ask you the question I posed slightly earlier, which is, how could you not notice or think it was unusual when a home goes up, which is very, very large, surrounded by 18-foot walls and barbed wire on the top?
The answer to that is that, being a Pakistani, you're very much used to such structures being built. In England here, when you go and buy a property, you buy a house. In Pakistan, you buy a residential plot, and then you build a house on top of that with your own choice. In Islamabad, at least 10% of the houses of rich and elite from the outside look like White House because they develop it like that. They design it like White House. The House of the President in the United States. Now, for your listeners, if I may, I tell you something very, very interesting. If you go on Google Maps and you put in search Tanoli House, which would be Tango Alpha November Oscar Lima, India, Tanoli House, on the satellite pictures, 2.5-3 kilometers from Bin Laden's compound, you'll see another gentleman's house, which from the satellite pictures looks exactly the same compound. So the rich and elite in Pakistan have the habit of having very high walls, putting barbed wires on them, having security gates and even security guards. The cars or the vehicles with tinted glasses is not unusual. And as the term used in Pakistan, smugglers, the people who smuggle drugs or drug lords, the popular belief in town was, as I understand, and when I drove past that house, I believed the same, to be honest, that some form of a drug lord lives in here. Osama bin Laden, nobody could have ever dreamt about it.
But you're not saying drug lords, fine. Osama bin Laden, hey, that's over the top?
That is over the top. I mean, I myself do believe that he was found and killed there. But if you had asked me, say, 10 days before today, that if you told me that Osama bin Laden lives in Abbottabad, I would have said, yes, sure, and the Queen of England lives in West Virginia, because it's totally unbelievable.
All right,
for the residents.
Maybe for you and for your family, you're quiet civilians, but what about the folks at the Army training facility there, which is described as the equivalent of Pakistan's West Point, which is less than a kilometer away?
Well, there is no presence of intelligence, because my brother graduated from there. He's an army officer. There is no presence of fighting arms apart from a small protection battalion or intelligence. It's the young lads who are being trained to become officers on a later date. Another idea is that what's being said in Pakistani media is that while Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, was combing the whole house looking for him, he was right under the bed, and they never bothered to look under the bed. It sounds very far-fetched, but that's what it is. And just to broaden the issue a bit, till 2005 or 2006, Pakistan's intelligence were doing very well against the war against terror. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Libby, there were quite a few terrorists traced by them. Since then, there has been a massive separatist movement in our mineral gold-rich province of Balochistan arguably funded and fueled by the neighboring countries. And ISI is more concerned about that separatist movement, and their focus has shifted a lot. So that is one of the reasons which could be given for them to be shown so incompetent.
Dr. Ali Bakari, can you repeat the name of that house? I'm on Google Maps right now over Abbottabad, Pakistan. Yeah. What's the house I should look for, which you say looks exactly
if you,
like...
If you write in the search, T for Tango.
Right.
A for Alpha.
Right.
N for November.
Got it.
O for Oscar.
Okay.
L for Lima. I for India.
House.
House, and you go for the option B, which would say as if Tanoli's house. Now, he must be a very nice man. I don't even personally know him. It's just a coincidence that from the satellite pictures, his compound was not much different.
All right. Well, I will take a look at that, and you've certainly given us some insights into your neighborhood. Do you plan to go home?
Yeah, I do.
Property values going up or down as a result of all this?
Surely.
All right, Dr. Ali Bakari, Abbottabad is his hometown. That, of course, the town where Osama bin Laden was killed in that raid on Sunday. He and his family still live in Abbottabad. The doctor himself planning to go back home. We reached him in Scunthorpe, North England. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So go to Google Maps and confirm what Dr. Bakari has said about the similarity of other compounds in that
I'm there. It looks
city.
Pretty similar.
Looks pretty similar, right. And also, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. If you might have fingered the 18-foot wall compound as a terrorist neighborhood, if, say, you live in Scottsdale, Arizona, and somebody built a house like that down the street from you, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.